Hello, my name is Jenny Gray, and a very warm welcome to day one of our 7 days of different exercise ideas. Each day we will concentrate on a specific area of the body, so that by day seven we will have worked through the whole body and really be able to start feeling the benefits of repeating exercises to help maintain mobility and flexibility in your joints. I always like to think of our body like the engine of a car. Back in the days when we used to have to start the car and let the engine warm up before driving off, our bodies still need to be warmed up before we start moving. Even highly tuned athletes need to warm up and stretch before doing any exercise. So that is what we are going to learn to do over the next 7 days. How to prepare our bodies for movement. How to gain more mobility and flexibility, thus allowing us to feel more confident about the movements we make. This is learnt gradually, but with regular exercise, we can train our bodies to respond faster and easier to movements, and as importantly, slow down the stiffening of our joints. Now, as I cannot see you, I am going to do my very best to explain each exercise in detail, and I'll describe what you should be doing and how it should be feeling as we go along. However, unlike if we were in a room together where I can watch you and check for any movement mistakes, I am relying on you to make sure that every movement is safe and pain-free. If at any time you feel any unusual pain or discomfort, then you must stop the exercise, stay sitting in your chair, and rejoin us when you feel able. All the exercises you do at your own volition, we cannot be responsible for any misinterpretations of any exercise. I do so wish I could see you, but I will be with you every step of the way and guide you with descriptions that will hopefully be as clear as if I was standing right in front of you. Can I suggest that if at all possible, you put your phone on loudspeaker, as there are some exercises that are much easier to do using both hands or arms at the same time. For some of you, this may not be possible. In which case, once we have finished the exercises today, you can go back and repeat them on the other side if you had to cut short or miss any of them. Today, we are going to concentrate on our hands, wrists, and elbows. But first, can I ask that you please sit upright so that your back again is against the back of the chair and your feet are flat on the ground. For some, that may mean that you have to change to a lower chair or maybe place a pillow behind your back so that your back is supported when your feet are flat on the ground. Once you're sitting comfortably with your back supported and your feet flat on the ground, I'd like you to take a big deep breath in through the nose and then slowly exhale out through the mouth. And again, take a big deep breath, filling your lungs in and out. Feel relaxed. Feel comfortable. Be aware of your shoulders. Make sure they're relaxed. Lower them if you feel any tension. And again, let's take a big deep breath in through the nose and slowly out through the mouth. Last time, big breath in through the nose and out through the mouth and relax. We're now ready to start. Let's begin by warming up our hands. Rub them together a few times to really get the circulation going in each hand. Now, if you're holding the phone in one hand, you can rub your free hand against your leg and then change hands and rub the other hand against your leg. Your hands should feel warmer as you rub them. And now, tap your fingers on your legs as if you're playing the scales on a piano. So not all together, but one finger of both hands at a time. And don't forget your thumbs when you're tapping. Feel your fingertips as they touch your legs. Be aware of how your fingers are moving and make sure that all the knuckles are working. This helps the circulation in the hands and loosens the finger joints. Keep tapping. Imagine you're tapping to your favourite tune. Moving on to the tips of our fingers, to working our whole hands. Make sure you're comfortable and your arms are resting on the arm of the chair or your hands are just above your lap. I'd like you to scrunch your fingers of both hands up as tight as you can into a fist. For some of you, it may be difficult to achieve a complete fist to begin with, so just bend the fingers as close to a fist as you can. Now, I want you to relax and stretch them out. With this exercise, you're working your finger knuckles, so the stretching out of the fingers is as important as the tightening. Again, close your hands as tight as they'll go, and now stretch your fingers out. And don't forget to stretch your thumbs out too. Let's repeat this three more times with both hands. Clench tight, hold the fingers as closed as you can, and now open them out. And again, clench, hold them, and stretch open. And last time, close those fingers, and now stretch them open. Well done. Your hand should be feeling warmer than when we started the exercises. Now let's move on to our wrists. Make sure that both your arms are relaxed, either resting on the arm of the chair or relaxed in front of you with your hands open, with the palms facing down towards the floor in front of you. Think of your wrist joints as a hinge. I want you to point your fingertips down towards the floor so your hands are at right angles to your arm. Now bend your hands so that your fingertips are pointing towards the ceiling and you flexed your wrist just like a hinge. Let's do that again. Remember to keep the arms still. It's the wrist joints we're working, so focus on those wrists as you point your fingers down towards the floor and now bend the hands so the fingers are pointing up towards the ceiling. Let's do this three more times. Remember to concentrate on your wrist joints as you do this exercise. It should feel comfortable, so don't overextend your hands in either direction. Down and up, down and up. And last time, down and up and relax. Now that we've warmed up the wrists on both sides, let's rotate them. So with your upper arms relaxed by your sides and your lower arms bent at right angles so you can see your hands out in front of you, I want you to gently and slowly rotate your hands. Once we've drawn circles with our hands five times in one direction, let's change the direction that both hands are moving. Make sure you're just moving the hand as you draw a circle in the air. It can be so easy to move the whole lower arm, but we're working the wrists, so it's important to concentrate on that joint and how it is moving. Wonderful. We're now ready to move up the arm to the elbow joint. So rest your hands on your legs with your palms facing upwards. Now, bring your hands up towards your shoulders and hold them there. For some of you, it might be difficult to actually touch your shoulders. That's okay. Just bend your elbows and bring your hands as close to your shoulders as you can. And now lower them back down. Be aware of the movement you're making by bending your elbows. Keep your upper arm still as you make the movement towards the shoulders. And again, up, and now lower your hands back down to touch your legs. Let's repeat this, each time trying to get that little bit closer to our shoulders. Up towards the shoulders, back to our legs. And again, up to try and touch our shoulders, and now down to rest on our legs. And last time, up to the shoulders, and back down to a resting position on our legs. And now for our final exercise for today. By the end of our session together today, we will have worked from the tips of our fingers right through to the elbow. And tomorrow, we'll carry on up the arm and concentrate on the shoulders and neck. Make sure your back is still resting against the back of the chair and that your shoulders are relaxed. And raise your arms up and straight out in front of you with your palms facing up. Now, keeping one arm straight, bend the other arm to touch your shoulder. Now straighten that arm and bend the second arm towards your shoulder. Straighten that second arm and bend the first arm towards your shoulder again. Let's straighten that arm and bend the second arm towards your shoulder. And now out again. Make sure you're keeping those arms up and out in front. You may feel this in your shoulders as they're working to keep your arms up. Okay, one last time. Bend the first arm up to your shoulder and now straighten it. And bend the second arm to your shoulder and straighten it. And relax. You can bring your hands back to rest on your legs. Fantastic. You did it. Let's take a couple of big, deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And again, in and out. Congratulations. We have finished day one of our chair exercises. I would like to pray that God keeps you safe and that the time we have spent together has been a huge blessing to each one of you. In Jesus' name, amen.